Chapter 4, Faith. Christ has a royal Hebrew lineage following Mary back to David. John the Baptist also served as Christ's Hebrew forerunner. God has kept his promise to the Hebrew people. No Gentile has entered the new covenant until Christ speaks of the Greek Syrophoenician woman and the centurion who was a Roman army officer. Christ spoke to his disciples, who were all of the Hebrew descent, telling them to only go to the Jewish people at this time and preach the gospel. Christ told them to go to Israel, not Samaria. The people of Samaria were only part Jewish. Jesus stated Israel knows prophecy and is awaiting their Messiah. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 10, verse 5 through 6. The Greek Syrophoenician woman had her faith tested by the Lord, allowing one of only two exceptions for the Gentile salvation up to this point, while Christ lived among the Hebrew nation. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. Matthew 15, verse 22 through 23. Here Christ speaks of his true mission, telling why he was sent to earth. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. End quote. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Matthew 15, verse 24 through 25. Christ tests the faith of the woman by explaining his purpose of the new covenant. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Matthew 15, verse 26. Christ shows that he is the Messiah by calling himself the bread of life. The children are shown as Israel who awaits for their Messiah, Jesus Christ.